Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Just this reminder as we begin in the 14th chapter of Genesis and verses 18 through 20, we have met a king by the name of Melchizedek. We want to be as thorough as we can with the time we have, seeking understanding about who he was and what he represents. Thus far, we have 5 points identifying what we do know about him. And starting on Friday and carrying over into yesterday, we have been discussing this truth. Melchizedek and Abram believed in, worshipped, and honored the same God. Yesterday, I demonstrated this to you within the Bible, and I hope you were with us for that. If you missed it for some reason, yesterday was a holiday for some of you, then you can always get caught up by visiting godisministry.org and clicking the play button on God Is Podcast number 1196. The title is Two Men, One God. And again, the website is www.godisministry.org. This is easy to do, and I encourage you to do it because we packed quite a bit of important content into yesterday's broadcast and podcast. So visit godisministry.org, and you can either listen to the podcast online or download it to your phone or tablet and listen to it on the go. Any questions? Email me, mark@godisministry.org. That's Mark with a K, @godisministry.org. Today I want to follow up on something I've said twice now and connect this with ancient history. I said that if in Genesis 14, Melchizedek had only said God was God Most High, or El Elyon, that would not be enough to qualify him as a genuine believer in Abram's God. He must add possessor of heaven and earth, with Abram then connecting that to Lord or Yahweh. But why? Here's the answer in summary. A form of El Elyon is used in extra-biblical material as the name for the Canaanite deity, who was believed to be the most high of all the gods, the leader of the gods, the god of gods, and Melchizedek was Canaanite. So if Melchizedek the Canaanite comes to Abram and speaks only of God Most High, and in Canaanite religion there was a God Most High, how is Abram, how are we supposed to mark Melchizedek out as a true believer in our God? Well, so that we can see this, and in order that we can understand this, I want to draw on extra-biblical resources. Follow me here, please. This takes some explanation. And to make this more interesting, let me draw on the analogy of a relay race. In a relay race, the first runner takes the baton and runs with it until he or she completes the course, and then the baton is dropped into the hand of the next runner, and the third runner, and so on and so forth. The first team to get that baton across the finish line wins. Well, that is kind of how reporting history works. The first historian writes down the content of what is to be remembered, and he... most ancient history was written by men, runs with it until he, in this case, dies. And then along comes the next historian, often years, decades later, and he picks up the most important points and re-records them for a new generation. And then the next runner, as it were, takes the baton from him and maybe even centuries later, passes on the history until eventually this gets to us in the 21st century. Sticking with this analogy, our first historian is a man by the name of Sanchun Iathon. This is not exactly as easy as saying Mike or Bob. But you can try saying it with me. Sanchun Iathon. Who was he? He lived and wrote in the 13th century BC. So we are going way, way back. The 13th century BC covers the years 1300 to 1201 BC. And yes, these were Bible times, Old Testament times. And Sanchun Iathon wrote about Phoenicia, what is to us ancient Phoenicia. His writing is dated to before the time of the Trojan War. This was a time in antiquity from which no other Phoenician writing is known to have survived. And let me say something about Phoenicia. When we talk about Phoenicia, we are speaking of an ancient region along the east coast of the Mediterranean Sea that matches modern-day Lebanon, parts of which meet the border of Syria and Israel. The ancient Phoenician people, because of this geography which they occupied, used the major trade routes to establish themselves as merchants and traders. They were business people. And here are some of the city names in Phoenicia that you might recognize. Byblos, more on this soon. Beirut, still the capital of Lebanon. Tyre and Sidon, both are mentioned in the Bible. So that is Phoenicia. This man, Sanchun Iathon, claims that he took his information from a collection of sacred religious writings from inscriptions on pillars that stood at Phoenician temples. So he was writing about theology and mythology. He was writing about ancient Phoenician religion, which was similar to Canaanite religion. And here is what Sanchun Iathon mentions that is of great interest to us. In the fragments that have been preserved, he makes reference to El Elyon. And you will remember that El Elyon means God Most High. Sanchun Iathon says this Phoenician god is God Most High and was the ancestor or parent of Orenas, meaning the sky, and Gaia, meaning the earth. This god is God Most High in the sense that he reigns over all other gods and goddesses to the point where he parented the sky and the earth. And remember, this was recorded close to the time of Abram. So this gives us a sense for the religious beliefs of the people to which Melchizedek belonged as Phoenician and Canaanite. Melchizedek was a Canaanite. Religion included a God Most High. Sanchun Iathon is our first historian, and he passed the baton to our second historian, our second runner in this relay race of history, and his name is Philo of Byblos. Philo, spelled P-H-I-L-O, and Byblos, spelled B-Y-B-L-O-S. Byblos is in modern-day Lebanon. Interestingly, he wrote several works in the Greek language, and some of the fragments survived, one of the most important of which is a history of ancient Phoenicia. And he was writing around 100 A.D. 100 A.D., so we have come all the way from between 1300 and 1200 BC to 100 AD. That's quite a run. Guess what this Philo is known for? Yes, correct. He translated the Phoenician history of Sanchun Iathon. I wish I had more time to say more about Philo, but time marches on. So the existence, near the time of Abram and Melchizedek, of a Phoenician Canaanite God Most High, we know about, originally from Sanchun Iathon, then Philo of Byblos, and then, here comes our third runner in this race, our third historian, Eusebius. Do you know Eusebius? You might recognize his name because Eusebius was one of us. That is, a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is the one who preserved and presented the fragments of Philo's writing and passed them along, such as we have them, to this very day. Eusebius was born sometime between 275 and 280 AD and died in 339 AD. He is known as the father of church history, and he served as bishop of Caesarea in Palestine. Quite the writer, much of what he wrote has been preserved. He wrote on biblical criticism, the martyrs of his own time and of the past, as well as a history of the whole church and a history of the world. In addition, he wrote commentaries on books of the Bible and treatises on biblical archaeology. His theology is borrowed from and leans heavily on the early church father, Origen. But Eusebius was a very learned man, and he was gifted at compiling and recording the thoughts and ideas of others. And that leads us to one of his big works, an apologetic, a defense of the Christian faith, with a Latin title, the English translation of which is Preparation for the Gospel. According to church historian Philip Schaff, Preparation for the Gospel attempts to prove the excellence of Christianity over every pagan religion and philosophy. It consists of 15 books which have been completely preserved. Eusebius considered it an introduction to Christianity for heathen. Friends, in Preparation for the Gospel, Eusebius relays to us what Philo relayed to him from what Sanchuniathon relayed to Philo. And this ends the race. What was said about a God Most High in Canaanite religion, we get from these men. And we'll talk more about how this relates to Melchizedek. And we'll do so tomorrow on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.